glad and sad. Glad to be ending a season, a whole series on heaven to earth. Sad because it's coming to an end, but ready for something that's coming next. Well, today we want to just think about where we've come from. Our mission on earth is to make this place look more like God's place. We're going to spend eternity in heaven. I believe that heaven is down here on earth, but it's going to look radically different to what it looks now. It's going to be restored to its original beauty that God intended. We're not just going to be sitting on clouds playing harps, because most of you think harps suck. So harps are not going to be a big feature of the future. It's going to be hip-hop and break dance, and it's going to be new forms of dance and music that we haven't even imagined yet, okay? And we're going to be able to just fly around and do stuff all across the universe. You won't need a visa, you won't need a plane ticket. You will just suddenly think it and you'll be at the Great Wall of China. Think it, you'll be in the Grand Canyon. Think it and you will be diving off the shores of Australia. What's it called? The Maldives, is it? The Great Barrier Reef. It's going to be phenomenal. But don't check out until that new world comes. Do something about this world so that when God has to remake this world, there's just like some tweaking. Okay? So that's the mission we're on. So what are we bringing? When I say let's try and make this world like God's world, well, it's a place where God rules. And in some communities, thugs rule. Am I right? Some communities, the Tsotsis are the king. Some communities, old-style people with old styles of music rule. That has to change. So when God's rule comes, it's what God wants is done in our city, downtown. Imagine if it was a city which looked like God's realm, God's world. There would be joy and laughter and happiness, some of the stuff like no more pain. Think of that for a moment. Think of never having a headache. Think of never having the pain of being dumped by that jerk girl. I mean, God. Sorry, that was a slip. That was just a slip of the mind. Think of a place where angels are just serving people all the time, that there's no needs. You know, a guy knocks on my door the other night and says, like, I've got a brand new job, but I can't get there. So what do I say? Sucks to be you, dude. Good luck. No. I'm like, let me pray about it. SMS him. Come pick up. I've got some money for you. Could I afford to give him? No, but is God going to double it, triple it back to me? You bet. I'm just waiting. It's just pouring in from the heavens. Angels serve. It's a place where wealth flows. Moolah, money. Where you're reaping more than you harvest, than you plant. You're harvesting more than you plant. And if you're a farmer, you put down 10 seeds and you get like 100 stalks and stuff. Stalks. I don't know, wheat stuff. You make wheat picks with it, okay? And there's like just joy in this incredible place. That's what we got to do and make on earth. Because you and I are ambassadors who represent heaven. And I want to represent well, you know? I want to walk up to God one day and he holds his fist out to me and I like smack his fist with my fist. I don't want God to say like, hey, who are you, bozo? Like, you didn't rep me well, man. You like, they dissed me all the time with the way you moved and lived. And like, dude, you could have been different. I don't want to be like embarrassed for all eternity. It's bad enough to be embarrassed, like, you know, when your pants fall down, but for all eternity, you know, I don't want to be like that. You know, I want to be like, hey, I made Father proud. How many of you want to make Heavenly Father proud? I mean, think about it for a moment. We do. If you created me, I want to like do the stuff that you made me for. I don't want to be off on my own mission. We learned some secrets to how to use our authority last week. Remember, we said we need to find a situation around us in someone's life, maybe a parent, maybe a friend, so we identify it. We need to express the need. I can't solve it, but man, my God is huge and great. I need to express that, and I need to say, you know what? I can't maybe do something about your situation. So when Harvey's at my door, I tune, Harvey, I don't have 400 rand for you, but I tell you what, I'm going to pray and ask God to guide me and what to do, and maybe he'll open a way for me to help you out. Then I need to speak in Jesus' name that your situation's going to be changed. There's power in the name of Jesus. Demons flee at the name of Jesus. It's like a powerful name. You know when you name drop sometimes? Yeah, I was hanging out with Chris Van Royen yesterday. And it doesn't mean anything to you, but he's the most published bird photographer in South Africa. I had 3 hours with the boy yesterday at the Joburg Zoo. Boy, did I learn a lot. Now, in another circle, Archie, and yesterday I was with Chris van Rooyen, and everyone's like, stop the bus. You were with Hugh? He was at the Okavango about a month ago. He took a picture of a Goliath heron facing off with a juvenile African fish eagle, and they were battling and fighting. I mean, this is the dude. You know what I mean? It's like your history teacher at school. Cool dude. So you speak it, you drop that name into the conversation, and then you do something. Remember last week we said, I'm going to step out in faith. I'm not going to wait for the circumstance to change. I'm going to take some action. Could I afford to take my money out the wallet and give to Harvey? To be honest, no. But am I blessed because of it? Yeah. You know? You watch today. Watch this space. Someone's going to put cash in my hand, moolah. I'll promise you. I'll testify next week. It's going to be hundreds. I'll testify next week. Act with faith. That's faith, bro. It's going to happen. You watch. And I don't want it from any of you. You can put it in the offering box. Give God the glory. Dude, not me. You know, no, don't thank me. I'm just a channel. I'm just an agent, okay? So we learned that last week. You were here last week, some of you. New girl. We're a new girl. So how was that? How was that for an overview, okay? So that brings us to the last session on heaven to earth. The good news is that where we're going next is going to take this even further. But I want us to look back a bit today, okay? And I want us to look a bit forward. It's not going to be new today, but it's going to be, so what have we done so far? Now, some of you remember when my good friend Quentin Pretorius was with us. How many of you remember Quentin, the Q-man? He's a legend. Let's have a moment of silence for Quentin. He's doing a great job with Heartlines, still well connected. We meet all the time. But I tell you what, he did something that was awesome. He said to us, we need to figure out where we stand with things. Where do you stand? Where do I stand? Now, I'm going to slide that slide down off the screen. See it coming? And it's going to stop in there, which means that the yes is on that side and the no is on this side. So stand to your feet. Have you seen heaven and earth? Have you seen signs in your life of heaven and earth? If the answer is yes, I want you to move to that wall. If the answer is no, I want you to move to this wall. If you're like, what's the question? Then come stand in the middle. Okay, so have you seen a taste? Have you seen an experience of heaven on earth? Yes, move towards that wall. No, move towards this wall. Go. If you're confused, spin around in circles. Lots of spinning. Have you seen heaven on earth? Either we've got 3 honest people or there's like a lot of heaven manifesting. If they come here. Never. Have you ever seen heaven on earth?
Not yet.
She's still looking. Who on this side wants to say, I've seen heaven on earth? Lolu.
How away? Quick.
Right here in his people, Johannesburg, you know. I mean, like, everybody says, yeah, like, I go to school, and it's like, yeah, man, I go to his people. And they're like, where? You know, but, like, when you come here, you just feel the atmosphere, you know. I mean, you know that this place is, like where you want to be, you know. I mean, you come to this place, and you get a taste. You get that tinge in on your tongue of what heaven tastes like.
Awesome. Who else wants to talk? Yes, Ayanda.
Under.
Is that for sex change?
Yeah, I've changed a lot. Hey, started behaving better and started doing the right things. Started stop doing the wrong things. And yeah, I've slowed down a bit. I don't have a girlfriend. And I'm trying to delete my Mixit and I'm trying not to go into Facebook. And
Facebook.
Yeah, and I'm trying not to go into the computer. I'm doing the right stuff. Eh?
The right stuff. Yeah. Doing the right stuff. Okay. How many of you have personally brought a bit of heaven to earth? Yes or no? I have brought a slice of heaven to earth. Yes? No. And the no is actually not yet. So it's not a bad place to be. If you're kind of not sure, well, I've done something, but I'm not quite sure. I've brought a slice of heaven to earth. I'm not sure, not yet. A slice or some taste. Define it. It's an adverb of a noun declined from the Greek word meaning a little slice. Okay, so who wants to talk to that? Pepsi, you very quickly stood in the middle. You very quickly went and sat in the middle. What did you mean by that? Come forward. No one ever gets put on the spot at Ignite Youth. It's just flows.
Well, what I saw is that it's a 50-50 to me, because the next minute you bring it, the next minute it goes. So I decided to stay in the middle because I'm in between, that's why.
Nice, bro. Great. I think that's a good perspective. James, give me an example of what it means and what you've done to bring heaven to earth.
Well, guys, just personally, I think that there should be like no one standing on the no side, actually. Because every single day, basically, whenever we do something that brings a smile to someone's face, anything, just however small it is, come, you can start moving if you want.
Anyone want to move? Now's the time. Yep.
Every single time that happens, you bring a little slice of heaven to earth. For example, Sean the other day gave me like a chocolate, okay? Now, a chocolate isn't that big, but it's a slice of heaven, sure.
So didn't we say that heaven is about joy? Did you get joy when he gave you that chocolate?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, he brought him heaven to earth. Anyone still want to move? Have you ever done anything that's touched anyone positively? Ever?
Sure.
Ever? Since you were born? Ever? Have you ever made someone smile? But let me say that you've made me smile often. When I've seen you and I've seen your like smile, I've like, dude, it's a good place to be. You've brought heaven into my life. I suggest you move, bro. Ife, every time you give me one of those Ife hugs, that's heaven on earth. That's like, woo, there is a God in heaven. James, Joseph, you have grown more than anyone else in this youth group in the time that you've been here. You have made all the leaders proud of what God's done to you. You have brought heaven to our earth. Move. Vincent, bro, you rock, bro. You are the brightest brain that I've ever met in my life. You are going to travel in space as a human being through time to fix things in the past before you die, because I know you'll find a way. You're bringing heaven to earth. Move it. I like to move it. I like to move it. Oh, yes. I want to ask you a question. Who wants to speak? Are you there? You've seen some heaven, you've brought some, but you've seen it slip away. You brought heaven, bro. Who's a lady girl? She thinks you, come move it now. You like to move it. Come, you're like those lemurs on like Madagascar. You just move it. You get the idea. We think it's big stuff, you know? We think it's mighty miracles. I haven't opened the Red Sea. I don't know if you have. You know what I mean? I haven't done that big flashy stuff, but yeah, I've done stuff. Here's another question. What one thing have you learned so far from this series? Come quick. There's a chance. What one thing from the Heaven to Earth series did you learn?
I learned that, like, when Mta was speaking and he said, like, we have to make his place look, I mean, we have to make our place look like his place, you know? And the only way to do that is for us to see his place. Because if we cannot see his place, how do we make this place look like his place? Right? So like, yeah, we must just like get into our Bible, you know, pray, you know, just learn more about him and heaven so that we can make this place look like his place.
Awesome, awesome. Awesome.
Okay. I learned that it's the little stuff that matters as well. So if your friend's mom, God forbid, is dying of brain tumor, and you can't exactly heal it because, I don't know, you don't have that big enough faith, that doesn't mean that you can't bring heaven to earth. So like what Mark is saying, it's a little stuff. Like if I encourage someone who's feeling sad or like they're having bad problems at home and you make them feel better, you give them suggestions, you make them smile, you give someone your lunch, you give someone a hug who looks like they're crying, anything, guys. It's just small things to make the world a better place.
Awesome, awesome. Someone else want to say something? What difference did the series make in your home, if any? At home. Who feels like my home life was a little bit different because of this? Anyone? Anyone feel that? Yeah, you're scratching, bro. You did. Yeah, you could be careful if you scratch, like an auction. Sold to that man for $3,000. What have you done that's made your home a bit different? Or how have you experienced life at home a bit different? Yeah. Ayanda.
Under. Wash dishes. And
that's a man.
And my mom, Swazi, started a Bible study time thing at home. So I can't watch Generation anymore, but so it doesn't matter. So.
Awesome. Another one. We're on a roll here. James, you've been itching to say something. Someone else. Nick. How has it made a difference to life at home?
Well, I know at my home life, we often on Monday nights, we have a Bible night and stuff, but generally now, every night after we have supper, we talk about how we can bring heaven to earth during the day, the next day, and stuff like that.
Stunning, stunning. Awesome example. Anyone else? Party guy. Awesome offering message this morning, bro. You're the next preacher dude in this place. I'm losing my job. Cabello, how have you brought heaven at home? Have you? Here's a question, okay? Think of something you wanted to do but didn't do. Maybe as you sat here during the series, you thought, hey, I could do that to bring heaven to earth, but you didn't do it. Anyone experience that? I'm not going to ask you to speak to it. Anyone have an idea? You know what? Yeah, I could make a difference there in that friend's life, and then you didn't do it. Anyone resonate with that? Here's the question. What stopped you from doing it? Anyone got an idea? What? Fear, pressure, like friends and other stuff. What stopped you doing it? Anyone else? Huh? What will stop you bringing heaven to earth? Maybe feeling like I'm not capable. Who am I? Yes? So if I'm going to give you some advice, it's like, oh, maybe they're going to think I'm lame or... You know, Ashley at school, friends sometimes when she speaks about God, they say like, shut up, because she's the only believer in her class. I need to help her find a better way to speak, or she just needs to keep speaking, you know? It's like, God, it's my buddy, man, it's my friend. I'm relating with him. If you don't want to know about him, then like, don't be my friend. What did you want to say? Prejudice. Yes, I might not think that I want to do anything with that person. You know, that dude's like a bit smelly. I'm not going to help him. No, that's why you need to help him. Give him money so he can buy soap and food. Lack of knowledge. Okay? And so what we hope is that we're inspiring you not just to think about what I've done and I wasn't really sure I was in the no group, but you know what? I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to do something this week to bring heaven to earth. I want you to think about something now and decide in your heart to do it. This week, to bring heaven, maybe to a friend at school. Remember James's example. It's like practical, man. It's like Sean's chocolate. I mean, I was at the zoo yesterday with my family, and Debbie had given me a chocolate to give to someone who had let us get into the zoo early or whatever. And like, we didn't see her, so I had this chocolate. And while we're walking, I just pull out this chocolate from my bag, and like, just Keegan starts drooling. He's just like saliva everywhere. His whole face, his whole hairdo is just saliva, man. Drew is like, ooh, 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 ooh. And I like took a bite and I said, help yourselves. Joe, man, everyone's like smiling. We go past the snow cone like place up near the big lions and stuff. And like, oh, Drew's like, whoa, that's cool. And the one is like tiger's blood. You can put tiger's blood onto your snow freeze thing. It's like, cool. And I said, is it real tiger's blood? They said, yeah. Because we saw tigers with like little holes in their throats. And I bought them each one. You know what? It cost me like R7. It cost me like 20 like R1 for like the three of them. I like earned major brownie points. And they were like smiling and eating this revolting stuff. You know, it's not a big thing. It didn't cost me an arm and a leg. I went and like, someone brought heaven to me. I went and bought two bird magazines at the zoo yesterday. You know what the woman does? She says, oh, you're a new subscriber. Because I said, I subscribed this week. She comes out from the back with this presentation box with like 8 issues, back issues of the magazine, and says, here, this is for you. I'm like, pinch myself. You know what I mean? I'm like, someone, don't wake me up now. Let me dream. This is cool. A little bit of heaven. Maybe you can do something. Something small, something big, something at home, something at school. I want to pray that God will help us to actually do that. Lord God, in this week, let us be your agent that brings heaven to earth. Let us do something to make someone smile. Lord, we love it when stuff is done to us. But help us to do to others that which we would have them do unto us. Thank you for this journey of heaven to earth. Thank you that it's going to kick up to a whole new level next week in our Bringing Heaven to Earth Part 2, if you like, a brand new series of You Were Born for This. Help us, Lord, to learn how to do miracles and to do them every day. In the awesome name of Jesus, we pray.